the quiet luxury of self-hosting a personal sanctuary. There is a certain kind of quiet that has become rare on the internet. Not silence exactly, but the absence of pressure. No feeds asking for attention, no notifications pulling at your sleeve, no invisible systems measuring, ranking, nudging. Just space. For a long time, I didn't realize how much I missed that. The internet used to feel smaller. There was a time when having a personal space online felt natural. A small website, a forum, a place that didn't need to perform. You weren't optimizing anything. You weren't building an audience. You were just there. Somewhere along the way, that shifted. The modern web became louder, faster, more optimized. Everything is measured now. Engagement, reach, retention. Even personal expression gets filtered through systems that quietly ask, "Is this good enough to be seen?" And if it isn't, it disappears. From dashboards to living rooms, a lot of self-hosting conversations focus on stacks. Which hypervisor? Which container system? Which reverse proxy? Which monitoring setup? And those things matter. They're part of the craft, but they're not the reason. Because at its core, self-hosting isn't about infrastructure. It's about ownership of space, not in the corporate sense of control or scaling, but in the almost physical sense of place. The difference between a dashboard and a living room is subtle, but you feel it immediately. A dashboard is efficient, informational, optimized. A living room is personal, warm, slightly imperfect. It reflects you. When you self-host something like a personal site, a small service, or even just a private tool, you're not just deploying software. You're arranging furniture. Privacy as comfort. Privacy is often framed in defensive terms. Security, threat models, encryption, risk mitigation. All important, all necessary. But there's another layer that doesn't get talked about enough. Privacy as comfort. The feeling that something is yours and only yours, that it doesn't report back, that it doesn't quietly observe you, that it doesn't need to know more than you're willing to give. It's the difference between speaking in a crowded room and sitting somewhere safe, where you can just think. Self-hosting can create that kind of space. Not perfectly, not absolutely, but enough. Enough to breathe. Escaping algorithmic gravity. Most of the internet runs on invisible gravity, algorithms that pull content and people toward engagement. This creates a kind of constant motion. You are always slightly being moved. What you see, what you share, even what you think is worth saying. When you build something of your own, even something small, that gravity weakens. There's no feed demanding updates. No system deciding if your words deserve visibility. You can write something that no one sees, and it still matters. That's a strange kind of freedom. Warm, slow, intentional. There's also an aesthetic layer to this. Most modern interfaces are optimized for speed and efficiency. Clean, sharp, minimal, but often in a way that feels sterile. A personal sanctuary can be different. Warmer colors, softer contrasts, typography that invites reading instead of scanning. Pages that load quickly, but don't rush you. It's not about nostalgia, it's about intention. Design that says, you can stay here for a while. This is where self-hosting quietly overlaps with something deeper. Craft. Not just building something that works, but something that feels right. Not everything needs to scale. One of the quiet pressures in tech is the idea that everything should scale. Projects become products. Tools become platforms. Personal ideas become startups. Self-hosting resists that, almost by default. You can build something just for yourself, or for a handful of people. It doesn't need onboarding flows, it doesn't need analytics dashboards, it doesn't need to grow, it just needs to exist. And sometimes, that's enough. A digital home. There's a subtle shift that happens when you stop thinking of your setup as infrastructure and start seeing it as a home. Infrastructure is something you manage. A home is something you inhabit. You tweak it, rearrange it, slowly improve it. Not because you have to, but because you care. A personal site becomes more than a page. A service becomes more than a tool. They become extensions of how you want to exist online. the quiet luxury. Luxury is often associated with excess, more power, more speed, more features. But there's another kind. The luxury of slowness, the luxury of control, the luxury of not being constantly seen. Self-hosting, at its best, offers a small version of that. Not flashy, not loud, but deeply yours. Closing, you don't need a massive setup to start. A single page, a small service, a corner of the internet that belongs to you. That's enough. Because in a world that keeps getting louder, there's something quietly radical about building a place that isn't. A place where nothing is asking anything from you. A place that simply holds you.